This episode is dedicated to the memory of Jason David Frank, the greatest Power Ranger of all time.
Rutabaga. A being in blue runs through the dense jungle. Behind him in the distance, the Ninjetti Temple burns. Back at the temple, Rita Bandora and Lord Zedd stand.
I thought this would be far more difficult. This being kept you imprisoned all this time?
It was only because I was severely depowered from my transfer to you. Nothing else. We must make sure Ninjori can never create powers for the humans again. Everything in this temple must be destroyed.
You don't wish to keep this technology for yourself?
He made it very clear this forge is something only he can operate. It is more dangerous to us if it remains.
It will take both of our powers combined.
Agreed.
Zedd and Rita walk towards each other and cross staves. Their hilts glow together to create a blast of power that destroys the temple. Ninjori hears the explosion of the temple in the distance and looks back. He pulls the communicator from his belt and speaks into it.
Falcon Guardian, activate launch sequence. Set course for Earth. You can only be used and operated by Zordon of Eltar or Tommy Oliver. Understood?
Instructions received. Setting course.
Good. Now, record message and deliver to Zordon and the Rangers.
Back at the temple, Zedd and Rita look up as a mountain in the distance opens and a massive white and gold bird launches from a hangar within, taking to the skies.
What is that?
A new guardian beast. A Zord, as the Rangers call them. And it will evade your vessel with little difficulty.
Rita and Zedd spin around to find Ninjori at the edge of the temple ruins. He is dressed in a sleeveless velvet blue and matching trousers, all with gold trimming. Without his robe, he has taken on an appearance akin to a warrior monk. The ancient Ninjori sighs at the sight of his destroyed temple and forge.
Why didn't you run away with it?
Because the two of you need to be stopped. Ended once and for all, at any cost.
You kept me alive all this time to just kill me now.
I thought I could save you. I see now that that is not possible. You are beyond redemption, Zedd. You are evil, and evil is something I have sworn to destroy!
Ninjori drops into a fighting stance. Zedd turns to look across the temple at Goldar.
Return to the ship.
But my lord...
Do it! They need to know that I live. We will join you when we are done here.
As you wish. Goldar to Crisis Fortress. One to bring up.
Now, where were we?
Your powers are weak, old man. And I have the power of the original coins in me. You can't hope to defeat us both.
Perhaps not. If my time has come, then so be it. But I will not fall alone.
Ninjori's eyes glow white as he charges at them. Everything goes white. On board the fortress, Goldar walks onto the bridge. He stops. His red eyes go wide as he sees the mushroom cloud on the planet below.
What? What has happened?
A massive explosion at the site you were being held at. One so big, we can see it from orbit, it seems.
There don't appear to be any life signs, Count.
What? No. Check them again. He can't.
He send a message to Master Vilius and all Imperial vessels. Inform them that Rita Bandora and Emperor Zedd are dead.
No.
Yeah!
Earth, just outside of Stone Canyon, Scorpina falls to an arrow shot from the Pink Ranger.
Cass said she took care of you. Guess it was too much to hope Bridge was for good.
She didn't have the nerve. She just left me with the humans. But they couldn't hold me. If you want me gone, children, you'll have to kill me.
Shut up!
Scorpina falls from a flying strike from the White Ranger, unable to stand as Tommy kicks her curved sword away. Behind him, the Black, Yellow, and Blue Rangers regroup with them.
Well, at least we know if a tip was good.
Yeah, but now what do we do with her? She's already escaped once.
We put her somewhere she can't escape.
Good idea. We'll take her from here, Power Rangers.
The Rangers look up to see black uniformed soldiers in helmets moving in with raised guns. A mustached man in the middle of them, the one who spoke.
Where the hell did you come from?
We were the ones who gave you the tip Scorpina was here. I didn't have the manpower to take her down yet, but you did. Now, we will take her in.
What good will that do? She already escaped your prisons once. We can hold her at the command center.
No! No. Mistake Catherine Hillard made last time was leaving her with the Standard Police. We have a facility that can hold her, just as we held her commander last year. She escaped before we were brought in. A mistake we won't make again.
The Rangers look over as metal cuffs are placed on Scorpina's wrists, then light up blue and bind together. She tries to break free, but can't.
See? Now, if you'll excuse me...
Wait! You're sure she won't escape again?
Don't worry yourself, Mr. Oliver. She's in our hands now.
He said my name! Casually! Like it was just a matter of fact! I don't like this!
Well, Tommy, we've known some people in the government still know our identities from, like, the past year. Is it really surprising that they have a special task force whose commander would know who we are?
That's not the point! Anyone could have overheard him!
Tommy, calm down.
Calm down?! How did we not know Scorpina had escaped custody?! How come we didn't know she was still alive?! Zordon should have known!
Those records were likely sealed behind firewalls even he can't break. You saw the tech they had. Our people are catching up thanks to all the alien stuff our battles have left lying around.
Yeah, he's not all-knowing, Tommy.
Yeah? Well, maybe he should be.
Tommy marches off, out of the chamber. Kim looking on in concern. Angel Grove. Rocky gathers with Zack and Jason in their studio apartment.
So what do we do now? We made a big show about leaving the command center, but it means nothing if we don't follow through on what we said and find a way to kill Rita.
And we need to do it quick. She knows who we are, and she's attacked twice since you guys got back. Both times targeting Angel Grove. Us all being in the same place makes this city an easy target. The longer we wait, the more we risk Angel Grove becoming another Chicago.
I'm sorry, Jace. You think it would help if we all split up again? You and I can go back to Edison. Find a school that's nearby.
No. I'm through running. I thought not being a ranger would be the end of it. But my life is never going to be normal. This isn't going to stop until Rita's dead.
Which brings me back to my original question. What is our plan?
It's obvious. No more of this reactionary crap the other rangers are doing. We have to take the fight to them. Go to their command ship and kill every one of them.
You have a space shuttle hiding up your ass? How do you propose we get there?
Yeah. And it's not like Zordon's gonna let us use his teleporter now that we turned our backs on him.
What about Rocky Shogun Zord? Can he fly that high?
She'll see it coming from a mile away. We need to be covert if we're going to stop her. And that means teleporting inside her ship. Unfortunately, without Zordon and the other Rangers, we don't have the technology nor the manpower to do it ourselves.
Then let's work with the U.S. government.
You mean the same government that arrested and locked us up last year?
I know it sounds crazy, but I spoke with Kat last night.
You did what?
Last night, after we left the command center, I went home. I gave Kat a call. I figured since she'd had the most experience with Rita out of anyone, she could tell us how to stop her.
And what did she say? Is she going to join us?
No. She said she doesn't want anything that puts her family in danger. She also said there's plenty of people in the government who want the same thing we do. She gave me the name of somebody that we could go to.
Who?
A former FBI agent named William Mitchell. He's in Mariner Bay.
Goldar marches onto the bridge of the Emperor's Wrath and up to the throne platform where Rito and Vilius stand.
General Goldar, reporting is ordered.
Welcome back, General.
I am sorry for your loss.
Yes, well, I believe the bigger loss of our Emperor is far more important at the moment.
Rito turns and frowns back at his father beneath his skull mask.
Yeah, but they'll pay for what that old bastard did to Rito, right?
Of course. But we must talk succession quickly.
Indeed. I take it you will be taking the throne.
I will not.
Master.
I do not crave this throne. I'm an advisor first and foremost.
Then who?
Goldar looks in dismay at Rito.
Not.
No, of course not. Rito is no leader. You, however, are Goldar.
I... what?
By order of myself, as of this moment, you, Goldar of Griffizor, shall take command of this vessel and all Earth-based campaigns.
I don't know what to say.
Well, if you don't want it, I'll be more than happy to—
Be silent. You may take your command chair, Commander Goldar.
Goldar swallows, but nods. His dismay and feelings of loss for Zed now all gone as he walks over and takes the throne.
How does it feel?
Good. It feels good.
As soon as the door shuts on Tommy's home, the tears well up. Tears he tries to hide as David walks into the hall.
Tommy, you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. You?
Well, I mean work stuff. I got a final warning for... It doesn't matter.
No, tell me.
You first.
Tommy exhales and walks into the lounge, throwing himself onto the sofa as David sits down next to him.
Scorpina. She's still alive, dude.
And?
And we took her down. She's back in custody. For now. But I... when I saw her, I just yelled at everyone back at the base over nothing, Dave. And now I have all this anxiety and I can't stop it. And Kim, she...
is here. She's here, Tommy.
The brothers look up as Kimberly walks into the house.
Because I could see it in your eyes. You need me.
She walks over and kneels down in front of him, placing her hand on his knee. She then looks up to David.
Needed both of us.
Yeah. I'm here, Tommy. We both are. You can tell us.
It's too hard. Too personal.
Hey, I wash your underwear now, man. Nothing's off limits. Tell me.
You know what she did to me? When I was the evil Green Ranger.
You slept with her.
Yeah, but not by choice. That me acted on his base desires. The only thing that overrode that was Rita's word. But without that, I would do whatever they wanted. Whatever she wanted. She took advantage of that. Of me.
Kimberly rubs his leg.
Go on.
I have never felt so powerless. All the while inside, I was screaming for her to stop, while my outer self stayed so into it. That just made it worse. Makes me think that deep down I wanted it. Like on some base level, I'm just like any asshole guy who only cares about getting tail with any women, no matter who she is.
The tears now freely fall down Tommy's face. Kimberly cries too. David swallows back his own emotions at seeing his little brother this way.
And when I see her, that's all I think about every time you and I have...
He swallows and looks to David, who nods for him to continue.
Every time we sleep together, If you get even a little assertive or rough, I see her. I try to block it out, but I can't. But then I thought she was gone. That Catherine killed her. She never told us any different, so I just assumed. After I thought she was gone, I worked on it with my therapist, and I was just starting to enjoy it fully again. And now she's back. And now the nightmares will come back. And so will her ruining the one good thing I still have in my life. You, Kim.
Oh, Tommy.
She reaches up and grabs Tommy's head, kissing his forehead as he sobs, and pulls him into a hug. Even David sheds a tear now as he joins in with the embrace, the two cradling the sobbing Tommy in their arms between them. It's a long bus ride from Angel Grove to Mariner Bay, but eventually, Rocky, Jason, and Zach end up at the address given to them by Catherine. It is a standard government office building. The trio is greeted by the routine set of government officials and metal detectors before being escorted into the office of Bill Mitchell.
I have to admit that it's an honor to finally meet you. Catherine spoke highly of the Ranger team during her stay here.
Is this the place you kept her locked up?
In a sense. She wasn't allowed to leave. The facilities here are better than what you would find at the Ritz.
What is this place?
We started out as a division of the FBI. The president then spun us into our own organization. We're still working on giving ourselves a formal name. Right now, we're just known as Sector Omega. This is where we keep all the alien tech we've stumbled on, any alien prisoners, and whatever information we have on you Rangers.
So you've known who we are for months now? Why haven't you done anything?
Because I never believed you were a threat. And because I've been in public service all my life. I was a naval captain before this gig, and a firefighter before that. Rescue jobs are essential, but they take a mental and physical toll. It makes it all the more important to have a civilian life where you can get away. I know all about Bandora's threat. Believe me. Luckily, you came to the right place.
Mitchell guides the Rangers out of his office and through the building. While being guided through the many levels of Sector Omega, Zach, Jason, and Rocky get a first-hand look at the many experiments done with alien technology and the remains of alien monsters.
Our team has spent the past 2 years collecting the leftovers from your alien battles. You've also been studying the remains of the massive dragon ship that attacked Chicago.
Serpentera.
Right, and we've been able to reverse engineer Serpentera's teleporter technology.
Mitchell escorts the Rangers into a room. Upon entering, the Rangers immediately notice the massive transporter in the center. It is far more rough and patchworked than the ones they have seen and previously used. Open wires and circuits all around it. Surrounding the teleporter is a team of scientists. Mitchell gestures for one of them to come to him. She is a woman with dark hair and glasses, looking to be in her early 20s.
Rangers? This is one of Sector Omega's lead scientists.
Hi, my name is Angela. It's an honor to meet you all. Well, three of you. I can't begin to thank you enough for everything you've done.
Hey, don't thank us yet. Not as long as Rita Bandora's still out there.
Yeah, Captain Mitchell told me about your plan to invade the alien ship. It's theoretically possible, but we've never teleported anyone that far before.
But will it work?
In theory. As long as we have the location, we can do it. Do you have the Cartesian coordinates of her ship? Then I have to advise against it, sir. Even if we're off by a single degree, that could mean landing our team in the vacuum of space.
Well, is there any other way we can make this work?
Let's see. Every teleportation leaves behind a radio signature. If one of you visited her ship recently, we can trace that signature off you and put it in our machine.
Well, we're out of luck on that, too.
No. We're not. Kat got teleported there a few weeks ago. I saw her.
The signature decays after a while, but if it's only a few weeks ago, I think I can still get it.
Kat already said she isn't going to help us.
Aisha was there too.
Hell no!
But babe...
Don't but babe me. I told you last night that if you continue with this, we're done. I'm not helping you!
So what are you gonna do? Sit on your ass with the rest of them and wait until Rita attacks again? Come on! You know I'm right. This is the only way to stop her.
If I help you, I want two things.
What?
One, the vigilante crap stops. Now.
But I'm so close to capturing the ringleader.
You want up on that ship or not?
What's the other thing?
We don't kill Rita.
Oh, come on!
No, I mean it, Rock. I'm not going to have any deaths on my conscience. Even hers.
Then how do we stop her?
Her ring and staff are the source of her power. We get those and destroy them. I should have done it myself last time I was up there. Once she's disarmed, we capture her. She'll be back in her old cell before she knows what hit her.
How do we know she won't be teleported out again?
Zed's with Ninjori. We'll capture everyone else on the ship. There won't be anyone left to help Rita.
Rocky nods in agreement.
It might just work.
What about the other Rangers?
They're not going to be on board with us, Aisha. They might even try to stop us. You can't tell them.
But Jason and Zack are powerless. It's suicide if you and I go up there by ourselves. Last time, Kat and I barely survived, and I'm sure Rita strengthened her defenses by now.
Mr. Mitchell says he'll send a group of soldiers to go with us. They can take out Rita's warriors while the two of us handle the leaders. He also says he has someone who can crack Rita's security system.
I really hope we can trust this Mitchell guy. But if he can help put an end to Rita and Zed, I'm on board. When were you planning on doing this?
Tomorrow night work for you?
It is the next day. Rocky DeSantos and Aisha Campbell stand in the teleporter room of Sector Omega ahead of a squadron of Black Ops soldiers loading their weapons. Jason and Zack approach Captain Mitchell.
You sure we can't go up there?
Too dangerous. Even if you were trained soldiers. You don't have bulletproof armor anymore, your so-called Eltarian weapons. We can't take the risk.
Mitchell looks to Rocky and Aisha.
It's a shame you weren't able to convince the rest of your teammates to be on board with this.
What can I say? They have their heads too far up their own asses.
You don't need them. You guys got this.
Mr. Mitchell, you said one of your agents can help us penetrate the security on the ship?
They are escorting her in right now. But I never said she was an agent.
Everyone in the room looks up as armed soldiers escort an Asian-looking woman with long black hair inside the room. The woman is in handcuffs with a collar around her neck. She is wearing gray prison overalls, but even without her gold armor, Jason recognizes her immediately.
Scorpina!
Jason charges for her, but Mitchell raises his hand to stop him.
Jason! For this mission, she is your ally.
An ally?
She knows things about their technology that you don't. About their tactics. Most importantly, her and Rita have a history, so she knows the way she thinks.
How the hell did she end up here?
Us. We took her down last night after this guy tipped us off.
Indeed. Seems like she's been hiding among you for almost a year.
Without attacking anyone?
What would be the point, kid? Kill a few lowly humans and get locked up by you Rangers again? Only reason they finally caught me was I slipped up and tried to use my communicator. But at least his cage is better than the one I had at the Floating Heads place.
Mr. Mitchell, I don't think it's safe for us to trust her. If we bring her to the ship, she could lead us into a trap.
Don't worry, Rocky. See that collar around her neck? We reverse engineered it from the wreckage of Serpentera. It's exactly what they use for their own prisoners. If she tries to break free, or even cross one step out of line, here's the trigger for you to detonate. If she values her own life, she'll help you.
Believe me, I don't like this any more than you do.
Fine.
The teens all nod and regroup with the strike team and Scorpina, walking towards the teleporter pad.
You're sure this thing works?
Yeah, man, we watched them test it earlier this afternoon. It works.
Okay. It's morphin' time! Tyrannosaurus Ape Ranger Power!
Saber-tooth Tiger Bear Ranger Power!
The red and yellow rangers step up onto the pad, followed by the strike team.
Okay, transport in 3, 2, 1, now!
On the Bridge of Wrath, Goldar sits in the throne looking over reports, catching himself up on weeks he missed. Rito walks over.
So, in command, huh, Goldie?
So it would seem.
Yeah, but I noticed how he made you commander and not emperor. Feel like you might just be a placeholder.
Goldar sighs and drops the pad, looking up to Rito.
Do you need something, Rito?
Oh, no, no. Just saying. Maybe we need to do something. Prove yourself worthy in my dad's eyes.
I already am.
You are?
Yes. I have strike teams ready. At dawn, on this side of the planet, we attack the Rangers' dwellings, their families, everyone who knows them. We will take them out before they have a chance to respond. Do what we should have done from the start.
Yeah, but, we tried that while you were gone.
Piecemeal, yes. But this time we strike every target at once. They won't know what hit them.
Ah, not bad. Not bad.
I have already ordered several batches of Tengas. Like I said, we strike at dawn.
Cool, cool. But hey, did I ever tell you how I got this armor?
Goldar again puts his pad down in frustration.
What?
It's a long story, but the short and sweet of it is, I had an old, rougher set that was just kind of a bone white. But then during the war, I led a mission to take out Prince Gasket of the royal family. Missed him, but I got his pretty little wife or girlfriend or whatever those robots call them. And to prepare for when we meet again, I decided to make my armor out of her robot body. Ha ha! That's why I got all these shiny metal bits here. I painted most of it, though, to make it look more like bone, you know.
Enough! Get out of my face! Now!
Commander, we have intruders. Deck 9, Section 14. Almost 40 humans and...
2 Power Rangers.
Well, so much for the quiet evening.
Goldar stands and sneers, grabbing his sword.
All forces, cut them off! And activate all internal defenses. Rito, let's go.
Time for some skull bashing!
Sir, there is one more thing. One more life sign.
What?
It's one of ours, sir. A female.
Goldar's eyes grow narrow.
Her.
He turns and marches from the bridge. Rito follows.
Her? What? Who? The hell are you talking about, Goldie?
In the decks below, the strike team split up around the ship, moving in formation with their assault rifles raised, flashlights lighting up the halls as they move on their squad leader's command. They sweep the decks room by room and begin arresting anyone they find. Eventually, they find a common area where the Zadorians have weapons, and fighting begins.
This way.
Wait, hold up! Don't get too far ahead!
Rocky puts his finger on the remote trigger.
Where are we going?
Security. From there, we can shut down the lockdown protocols and all the internal security nets.
You know how to do that.
This isn't the Repulsa, but all Zed ships have the same codes.
And if they change them?
I also have lesser-known computer skills.
The three run down the hall, but stop as several turrets mounted on the ceiling of the corridor turn towards them.
Get to cover!
Rocky yells to them as he runs into a room to his right. Aisha and Scorpina run towards grooves in the wall as the laser fire rains down upon them.
I don't remember these security measures last time I was here. I guess Rita must have put them in after...
Never mind that. Scorpina, can you disable them?
Give me a moment.
She presses a button on the wall which activates a mini computer. Scorpina begins typing. At the far end of the corridor, doors to an elevator open, and Zadorian forces pour out, advancing and adding to the fire upon them.
Scorpina?
Got it!
The turrets shut down.
Okay, let's do it!
Rocky, Aisha, and Scorpina run out from their hiding spots and charge at the Zed warriors, leaping and flipping to avoid blaster fire before jumping up and bringing down flying strikes into the first wave to take them out. Then advancing and taking down the second row. When they are all down, Scorpina retrieves one of their blaster rifles. Rocky points his sword at her, the trigger detonator still in the other hand.
No! Put it down!
I need a weapon to defend myself.
And how do I know you won't use it on us?
You don't, but you need me to shut down the security grid or you'll be trapped on these lower decks.
One wrong move.
Got it.
Scorpina, Rocky, and Aisha now run into the security control room, taking down several guards with ease.
We're in! All teams report.
Alpha team here. We have secured Deck 10.
Bravo team, Deck 11 clear. Gamma team, we have the rest of this deck cleared.
No casualties so far, but we're cut off from going any further by some kind of force field.
Yeah, no way we're getting past these turrets as anything less than Swiss cheese. Same here. Wait! What's that? Alert! Fire! Fire!
Gamma report. What's happening?
Their commander, the Blue Wolf Monkey. He's here on this deck. And the Skull Armor guy, too. They're headed your...
We have to stop them!
No! This is what we're here for! Scorpina, get those defenses down. We don't need them escaping.
On it.
She runs to the console and begins pressing buttons. Fast.
Gamma? Hello? Is anyone still there? Hello?
No, they're not.
The two rangers drop into fighting stances and summon their daggers and sword respectively, as Goldar and Rito walk in, flanked by several Tanga hybrid warriors. Goldar then looks over to Scorpina.
Scorpina, you're working for them now.
I love you, honey, but I love my own life a lot more. Besides, you didn't seem that interested in finding me when I got captured.
I didn't even know you were alive.
Oh, I hate to break up this touching reunion. But are we gonna kill these Power Rangers or not?
Yes. Attack!
They charge and swarm the two Rangers, who do all they can to keep the enemy away from Scorpina. But they are being pushed back every moment. Two Tangas get through. Scorpina rises and blasts them with her weapon before returning to the console.
We need to make sure they don't get any reinforcements. Rito, keep them off me.
Goldar falls back and brings up his comm.
Goldar to Finster. Transport that new monster you've been working on down to any Earth city. I don't care which. Just make sure it grows giant so that only the Rangers can respond. We need to make sure their friends are distracted.
As you command.
Goldar smiles and advances back on Rocky, swinging down his sword for him. Rocky blocks it with his own.
You hear that? No one's coming. You're mine, Jason.
Actually, it's Rocky. Catch up, Blue Balls.
Killing him would be far more satisfying. But I suppose a stand-in will have to do.
What did you just say?
You're a stand-in. A pretender. A fake.
You're calling me the pretender? You're just a puppet for Rita and Zed. Can't even think on your own without them.
Ha! You must have missed the news. Zed and Rita are both dead on Rutabaga.
What?
Your precious Ninjori died with them too. So I'm in charge now. And I'm going to be the one to kill all the Rangers. Starting with you.
I don't think so.
Rocky begins hammering away with his sword, driving Goldar back across the room with each hit. Behind this, Aisha takes down the last of the Tangas and then spins her daggers in her hands as she turns to Rito.
How's the shoulder?
Ha! Had worse, but still.
I'm gonna enjoy flaying you, little girl. Maybe I'll make a new set of armor out of your skin.
Rito uses his bone sword, throwing all his force into the final blow and sending the Yellow Ranger flying back into the security console. When she hits, Scorpina looks up.
Blast it!
She continues typing furiously into the console.
Scorpina! How much longer?
I can't get past the firewalls. This security system is a lot more complicated than the one on the Repulsa.
Then it's over. We have to pull back.
Aisha says as she stands, just able to block a finishing blow from Rito with her daggers.
No! This ends today. Think of something else.
Yes, I got it!
What?
I'll introduce a computer virus. Make sure they can't do anything for weeks, and if we are lucky, we can cut out their defenses and reinforcements as well.
Why, you? All forces to the security room, now!
Back at the command center, The alarms sound as Adam and Billy teleport in.
Alpha, what is it? What's happening?
I am picking up a giant monster attacking the city of Munich, Germany. I am putting the news feeds on the viewing screens.
Adam and Billy quickly dart over to look at the screens, seeing a 12-limbed black and blue creature with no real features but for a maw of a razor-tooth mouth at the center of its circular body. Its tentacles lap and destroy everything within sight as smoke rises.
We have to stop it.
I don't know, Adam. With just for two of us.
Four.
Adam and Billy look to the ramp as Tommy and Kim have just teleported in behind them.
But where are Rocky and Aisha?
We messaged them, but neither are responding.
We can't form the Shogun Megazord without either of them.
If Rocky thinks he's proving a point to me by sitting this one out, let him go ahead. But we can't wait. We have to fight that monster now. Kimberly, you can jump in my Zord.
It's Morphin time! Tiger Falcon Ranger Power!
Mastodon Frog Ranger Power!
Pterodactyl Crane Ranger Power!
Triceratops Wolf Ranger Power!
Munich. Below, the screaming Germans run as their capital city is leveled. Then from the sky comes hope. The monster seeming to look up as bursting through the clouds comes the white Shogun Zord.
Hey, ugly! Open wide!
Tommy and Kimberly fire laser blasts at the monster. The monster roars, the smoke clearing as it now moves towards the white Shogun.
Whoa! That barely scratched it.
Don't worry, Kimberly. We're here.
From the streets now teleport in the blue and black Shogun Zords at either side of the monster, cutting it off. They move in and strike.
Yeah, take that, you son of a... Oh!
Adam calls out as one of the limbs wraps around the black Shogun Zord and lifts it up, then driving it down into the pavement below. It then lashes at the blue Shogun, sending it flying.
Everyone get up! We have to keep on it!
It's too strong! We need a Megazord!
Yeah, but how do we do that without Rocky and Aisha?
Meanwhile, back on the ship. Aisha calls out as she flies across the room, over Scorpina's head, and hits the far back wall hard. The computer screen there breaks and sparks.
That's for my shoulder, you little brat!
Aisha struggles to stand, Scorpina looking back to her, and then quickly back to the computer.
Just hold them off for one more moment.
Sorry, sweet face. You don't have that moment.
Rito says, swinging his bone sword for her. Scorpina ducks and rolls away.
The computer! Destroy it!
But the security grid! We won't be able to deactivate!
Just do it!
Rito shrugs, and then swings down his sword for the computer, but is cut off by Aisha's yellow daggers.
Now, you break it, you buy it!
Aisha uses all her strength to force her weapons up and push Rito away.
Scorpina, get this virus done, now!
The yellow ranger then leaps onto the console and then uses it as a platform to launch herself down at Rito. Rito bringing up his sword just in time as the weapons meet. Rocky, meanwhile, is not doing too well against Goldar. Goldar heaves his sword up to force Rocky's up too, and then brings down a slash into the red and white armored chest. And then a second backswing to the head. Rocky falls hard to the ground, the visor of his helmet smashed, his eye beneath revealed. Goldar thinks about ending him, but instead notices his ex-wife and advances on her.
Get away from that computer, Scorpina!
Too late, husband.
What? What did you do?
Your computer system is shot. You won't be able to order a hot meal for weeks. Never mind teleport anywhere.
You'll pay for that with your life.
Maybe later. Aisha, call it.
Aisha nods and kicks Rito to send him back before activating her helmet comm.
Hey!
Yellow Ranger to base! Retreat protocol! Now! All forces!
No! Cowards!
Goldar runs and swings for Scorpina, but she just smiles, and one hand waves goodbye as she vanishes in light, along with Rocky and Aisha.
Well, that could have gone better.
Back at the military base, the Hurt Rangers, Scorpina, and surviving forces make their way off the teleporter pad.
What happened?
We failed.
We weren't strong enough with just the two of us. The defenses were stronger than we anticipated.
But we did manage to cripple them, which means...
Which means next time we won't fail.
Next time you'll go as a full team. Speaking of which, you better come see what's happening in Germany.
What?
Back in Germany, the Zords are not faring well against the monster.
It would seem Finster has gotten better at his job.
Yeah? We need to...
You always give up so easily, Tommy? Explains a lot.
What?
Tommy looks below as the red and yellow Shogun Zords arrive.
Rocky, Aisha, you're here?
All right.
Yeah, but not for you. We need to stop this thing, and you need me.
You are such a dick, Rocky, but there's no time to argue right now. Okay, Rangers, pull back and bring them together.
The Shogun Zords pull back to create some distance before coming together as the Shogun Megazord. The Rangers all appear in the Megazord cockpit.
Shogun Megazord, online!
Okay, main guns! Charge and fire!
The monster wraps the Megazord in its tentacles and sends out a pulse of electricity.
Ah! It's got us!
We seem to have given it just one target instead of five.
From the sky, the Falcon Zord enters the battle. It sends a run of blasts that strike at the monster, breaking its hold on the Shogun Megazord.
What the hell is that thing?
I don't know, but it's helping us, so I ain't complaining.
The wing cannons of the Falcon Zord light up and fire. The Shogun Megazord also sends out a flurry of concussive blasts towards the creature. The monster being torn to pieces by the combined strength of the blast and its self-destruct protocol activates as it explodes. Following the battle, all the Rangers, including Rocky and Aisha, gather in the command center.
It seems the Zord that helped you in battle was a new one sent by Ninjori. I had Alpha teleported to the Zord hangar bay.
New Zord?
Yes.
Alpha presses a button, and images of the docked Falcon Zord appear.
And Ninjori also attached a message to it. On speakers, Alpha.
Rangers, if you hear this, I will likely be gone. Bandora and her forces arrived a short time ago and freed the prisoners. They've destroyed my temple, my forge, everything that I have built. Except one. I spent the last few weeks finishing the Falcon Mech, based, as all of them are, on animals from your world that give you your powers. I have programmed it only to obey Zordon or Tommy Oliver, but that isn't all. In its memory banks are designs and specifications for a new set of five Ninjetti Zords, each based on your animals. One last gift I can give you to end the fight against evil. I must go now. But know that I will stop at nothing to make sure Zed and Bandora do not leave this world, no matter the cost. Goodbye, Power Rangers. And, as Zordon would say, may the power protect you.
Did he?
He did. Goldar confirmed it. Rita and Zed are dead. And so is Ninjori. Goldar is now in command.
What? How could you know that?
You want to tell them, Rocky?
We staged an attack against Rita's ship earlier today.
What? How?
It's a long story. Basically, we found someone who helped us get on that ship. We were too overwhelmed. We couldn't capture all of them, so we had to retreat.
It's a good thing you did. You could have gotten yourself killed.
At least I did something. I'm not like you who'll just let your world burn to protect your morals.
Rocky, you should know that it was my intention to teleport your morpher and coin back here the moment you walked out of the command center. However, Tommy talked me out of it. Perhaps that's something you should consider before judging him so harshly.
Rocky says nothing, just looks from Zordon to Tommy, and then walks out.
We understand why you did it.
Just please, don't join Rocky and the others.
They do make a lot of good points, but ultimately, I'm on your side.
I wish coming back together was as easy as combining a Megazord, Aisha.
Rutabaga, the temple ruins. A massive pile of rubble begins to move and then suddenly blasts away, revealing Rita Bandora in a purple dome shield beneath the collapsed structure. She gasps for air, falling to her knees in fatigue as she drops the shield.
Bandora de Fortress. Come in, Crisis Fortress. It's Commander Bandora.
She groans and then looks over at the barely moving body of Zed, who she also caught in her shield, and then to Ninjori, who was just outside of it.
So, you're alive. Barely? Well, it seems we are alone here, but you?
She grins and looks back from him to Zed.
You are mine.
Power Rangers, the audio drama, Season 3, Episode 4, The Assault. Narrated by Ian Schaefer. Starring Joey Sawless as Tommy, Catherine Black as Kimberly, Connor Terrell as Billy, Jimmy Ace Lewis as Rocky, Will Smith as Adam, Shakira Dunn as Aisha, Nick Erickson as Jason, Kenneth Tolles Jr. as Zach, Tom Solis as David, Keith Seymour as Zordon, Garrett Scott as Alpha 5, Jason Rivers as Goldar, Omri Rose as Lord Zed, Jeannie McGuinness as Rita Bandora, Nathan Marchand as Rito Bandora, Anthony Fielding as Master Vilius, Carl Dutton as Ninjori, PJ Argento as Captain Mitchell, Glenda Villamar as Angela, Dwayne Fenstra as Count Dragon, Zach Adamson as the Zed Officer, Thaddeus Gilmer as Finster, Joey Solis also as Soldier 1, John Diaz as Soldier 2, Josh Smith as Soldier 3. Score by David Falasian of Falasian Studios, with music also by Declan Gilgallon. Main theme by Ron Wasserman, performed by Rex and Lauren Anderson. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and pon5.com. Additional sound effects sourced from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Folly. Written, edited and produced by Carl Dutton, with script editing and additional writing by Sadima Kunji-Boatler. And shout out to our patrons over at patreon.com/scytheraudio. Clay Murdoch, Daniel Roberts, Joshua Gullinson, Silas X, The Cellcast, Valiant Shadow, Tony Fielding, Alicia Simeld, Alex Painter, Catelyn Harper, Chris Cook, Cody Travis, Dan Bloyne, Hurl3Y13 Tank, Jessica Thayer, Joey Scotch, Kieran Washington, Matthew Birdsey, Nathan Sedano, RLT Sandwich, Sam and Olivia Sava, Eric Lawson, Kim Good, Orlando, Sneer Goldfeld, Evil Ringo, Frank Brunker, Michael Hamilton, Patrick Lynn, Nathan Marchand, TK Newman, Adrian Smear, Chris Gonzalez, Josh Yates, Joshua Stewart, Zach Adamson, Brian Woods, Corey Schultz, and Nathan Pune.
Thank you all for your amazing support. You help keep this show on the air. Power Rangers the Audio Drama is a fan production, which is in no way affiliation with Saban or Hasbro, and is a totally non-funded production, no copyright infringement intended.